Councilman Redcorn, and a second from Councilman Red Eagle, oh, Councilman Waller, to come back into, out of executive session. And as I did announce previous to our executive session, I will go over what we did in executive as to the agenda, the investigation of 638 contracting. We just simply ask our attorney to investigate the realm of possibility of what is out there for 638 contracting that we may wish to speak to the nation about. With regard to audits, the purpose for that being on there was the request that Chief Tillman had made for previous audits, and it was decided by the council that such requests need to be in writing, so that we had already taken care of in open session. We will be contacting former Chief Tillman and asking him to put his request in writing exactly as to what it is he's looking for. And then we will take our legal counsel's advice on how to respond. With regard to legislative actions request, this was simply a discussion with our attorney to begin looking at what laws are on the nation concerning oil and gas, and if there's any further input that the Minerals Council may wish to have, our council is going to review that and get back to us. We did have our teleconference with the law firm, Fredericks, Peebles, and Morgan, regarding the upcoming meeting with the Solicitor General, and that was attorney-client privilege, so we won't be telling you what was in those things. Folks, I see one thing on my notes that we didn't cover, and it's probably because I was looking off of Councilwoman Foreman's notes, was the lease sale. We were going to have further discussion about that in executive. I don't know. Is the consensus, is there a motion to have the lease sale, to move the date? Where are we headed with that?
There hasn't been.
Councilwoman Gray.
I believe that he's not here, but his stuff is. But he was recommending that we had it at the, was it the 26th of September, and to go ahead with it. Meanwhile, we're still going to be working on that language. That language could be done depending upon Jean's response to putting that into the leases, because that was the crux of her issues, was that we want to make sure we get the new language, and I think we put that back on.
26th is Sunday.
Oh, well, maybe it wasn't the
26th. Oh, no.
September. I'm sorry. That's a, okay. Yeah.
I think
okay,
you did say the 26th.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. And so since we've kind of remedied the issue of the wording, I feel like we should move forward and notify.
Okay. We've been discussed.
We just discussed it in executive. Councilman Rebard.
The wording of the leases?
Yes, sir. We just talked about it in executive session.
How we're going to handle it. Yeah. Okay. Can I make the motion?
You may make the motion.
Okay. I make the motion that we proceed with having the lease sale on September
26th. Here.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A motion from Councilwoman Gray to proceed with the lease sale for September 26th. A second from Councilman Yates. Any discussion? Councilman Waller.
Just one idea is that we go ahead and set the process out for the date. They send out the effort on we're going to have it. And then we make a final decision when we see how many is nominated. Because there will possibly be just a couple. It doesn't matter. And we're just going to test the waters and find out. That's going to tell us a lot right there.
And then we can come back and amend or pull that resolution. That'd be fine. Councilman Redigo.
Yeah, I just have a few suggestions. The last lease sale, as we all know, didn't, according to the past lease sales, $42,000 isn't very much, but it's enough to get going again, you know. But I would suggest, you know, we're coming out in the newsletter. When I was on the council, I went out four times a year, and we put it in the newsletter, and people would And they would respond to it, you know, and I suggest too that we put as many good leases, promising leases as we possibly can on there to satisfy the shareholders who we work for, you know. And advertising, I've been involved in business all my life and went to school for it and everything, and it's all advertising. Everything is 35-40% of your business is advertising. If you don't advertise, they don't know what's going on. That's communication. So that's what I suggest.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Just for clarification for Councilwoman Miller, in our executive session, we talked about passing out the language for everyone to review. It's only July the 18th. We have time to fix our lease before the 26th. The other objection that Paul and I both had was for some of the horses with their leases because they can't get permits. So we need to consider extending leases so people will have time to actually drill.
Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. Were you discussing, or were you proposing royalties in primary terms? In what you're going to pass out and why? Another.
No, but you can. Pardon me,
let me clarify that.
I'm so sorry. I got four boys walking out in this.
What we have is Councilwoman Foreman is going to send out to all of the council members her verbiage. And well, she's going to send it to our council and CC all of us, and then you can make your comments back on that general where you can add to it, and then he'll prepare a contract to bring back to us at our next meeting. So the lease contract will be on the agenda for the next meeting. Please go ahead and take care of that lest I forget it. Well, Councilman Rebar.
Thank you. The lease sales, we're rolling out to the public, sending out invitations, not to just our existing producers, but I'd like to reach out to new ones. I'd like to grab some folks in Denver, in Houston, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, anywhere and everywhere. A few trade shows, a few publications, like the Oil and Gas Journal, energy.net, people like that. We talked about utilizing our director, Lynn, to his fullest abilities to promote our leases. And I talked about this yesterday at the meeting, what his father, late father Roger Lynn would do would be to gather information about the tracks being nominated, throw some few of our own in that they've done and had time to research and come up with some prospects and throw them in the sale, talk them up, why somebody might want to lease this. And I don't think that Director Lynn has enough time to do any of that between now and the time that we need to send out the publication of the sale. It's just not enough time.
Okay,
we're gonna roll it out, it's our first one, let's do it right, let's do it first class.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? Roll call vote.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn? Motion passes.
Okay. All the way out.
The next item on the agenda, we'll move into Scout. We move down to talk about after executive.
Motion that we move the proposed Scout lease to the lease sale.
I have a motion to move the proposal to the lease sale. Second, motion by Councilman Yates, second by Councilman Waller. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn? Councilman Redhill?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next we have, we'll move into our old business. We have well plugging and emergency wells in old business, and I'm trying to recall, I think we tabled that to this meeting. Seems like we were waiting on something from Director Lynn, maybe? Anybody recall? Councilman Rebar?
I'm the chairman of the plugging committee, and we didn't have the records to be able to deal with the plugging of the wells. There's three wells that Director Lynn had brought to our attention that were considered emergency plugging that were, to this day, at this moment, contaminating our surface, and the superintendent refuses to give us the records so that we can go plug the wells. So there's just nothing to report. There's nothing I can do as a committee chairperson of the plugging committee if I can't get access to the well records.
Can I just respond to this? All requests to the superintendent has to go through the chair. She's not going to honor any direct request from any other council member. That is her policy.
I didn't answer. Talk about the director.
She's not going to answer anything from the director. It has to go through the chair. And then the other thing I would ask was, has your well plugging committee had a meeting?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I wasn't noticed of any meetings. So as far as the well plugging and emergency wells, what are we doing on this item for the agenda? Mr. Lynn?
We do have the completion reports, and we need to get together and look at them on the wells that the superintendent has sent us. And these are for landowners, and I think two of the wells are performance, actually turned them in. They're producing properties, and the superintendent letter asked us to use our orphan well monies and our contractor, the nation's contractor, to plug these wells. So we do have some. We've got to get together and look into them.
When did you receive that letter?
These letters have been coming in for a month. I mean, we've had it for a while here.
Councilman Waller, I see your hand, but just a moment.
Mr.
Lynn, if Mr. Rebar comes to a meeting and he tells me he can't have a committee meeting and he can't move on this legislation right now because he doesn't have the information, but then your answer is that you are holding the information, you've been receiving it for months, it seems to me there's a breakdown of communication somewhere. And
there
that
is.
Perhaps the two of you need to get together and discuss that so that we're not wasting time on the record. So that being the case, Mr. Rebar, would you like to table this to our next meeting, perhaps, when you can have an opportunity to get that information?
I'd like to table until we have an opportunity for me to get with the director.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'd like to second that to table it.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a second from Councilman Waller to our meeting, which is on August the 5th, I believe. Is that correct, Lacey? August 10th. It's 10th and 15th next month. So we'll table that to August 10th, which should give you an opportunity, Mr. Rebar, to visit with Mr. Lynn and get that information and maybe create some communication line where he reports that information directly to you.
I should be able to get with Mr. Lynn between now and August 10th.
Okay, all right. Was there further comment, Mr. Waller?
Yes. When we use that money that's still left in well plugging, the direct service 638 contract G blah 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 001, that the BIS says no longer exists, but we still have the money. We didn't expend all the money out of our well plugging, did we?
Well, I think we did, but they came up with another one called remediation fund.
Then I'm fine. I just needed a clarification.
But we do need to. My suggestion is find out from the nation's accounting how much we have in that plugging account and the remediation that we use for plugging, whichever.
Yes.
See how much money we got in there, and then communicate with the superintendent that we're ready to move on this, and we need whatever plugging report she's going to supply. And usually she supplies us everything. And then we contract out to whoever our emergency plugger is. We don't even have to get three bids because it's an emergency. And we have been using Don Lester. Well, not Don. Gary Lester, yeah.
Councilman Waller.
And that's the whole comment, is anytime we use that funds, they are directed to sign off on the 139 complete the plugging. And if we're doing it, are we doing the same thing, just sending it back to them, this is our instructions? Or are we going to do the contractor too? See, I'm wondering how come our trustees trying to slip out the back door on us. What they're trying to do is put the onus on us over these orphan wells. And secondly, we used to never sell a lease to like performance without them accepting the responsibility of the well board. How'd they get around that? And even if you found it inadvertently, that still falls under their lease. Thank you.
Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. Madam Chair. That was going to be my question. These wells are on performances, oil and gas lease. They accepted the lease with the well bores on it. Just like every other operator all throughout our county, they accept the plugging liability of all those wells, known or unknown. And my question was, how in the heck did we get stuck plugging the wells? Why isn't Scott out there plugging his own damn wells? That's all I ask.
Oh, call them. They're merging an emergency.
I suggest we have a well plugging committee meeting with the BIA and get these answers to all these questions.
Pardon?
Find out. Call a meeting. Have the superintendent or Winlock come over and we'll figure it all out. Right now, everyone's kind of speculating.
If you'll email me and ask me to do that, Paul, I will request that she be over on whatever date that your meeting is.
Thank
okay?
You.
Councilwoman Foreman.
I might point out that yesterday in our consultation meeting, someone, the solicitor or somebody, mentioned that the well plugging became our responsibility with the settlement agreement, which I don't remember reading. I've read that settlement agreement a couple of times. It's been a while, but I didn't pick up on that, and I think we need to get that clear.
If you can forward, do you have a copy of it?
Yes.
Who has a copy? Somebody could send me a copy of it. I'll make sure Jean has it.
I don't have my computer. I'll send it out.
Yeah, can you send it out to
I'll
all of
it
us?
Out.
We do have.
You guys have wrecked.
We do have another matter that kind of plays into this well plugging. Yesterday we were advised that the Bureau is holding a substantial amount of money for the benefit of plugging our wells. As you'll recall, the regional director kind of gave us the, hey, just apply for it, wink, wink, and we will award it. Who on this council is willing to take the lead on writing the proposal? Don't everybody jump up at once and say you'll do it. Councilwoman Gray.
No,
Gray.
I'm not, but I'm going to comment. I know how to write some things, but we also, that's part of the nation's assistance is writing grants. But I think we need that, and we can work with Chris Stanybearer's office, and as long as we give them the meat of what needs to be in there, then we'll maybe Gene can come
up. I'm glad to take the credit if I can, Chairperson. I'd like to add something real quick.
You can.
Okay. That's okay on some of the 638 stuff, but just $3 million, what they're going to have, and what I'd like to ask this council is that all we do is use the actual deliverables on the orphan well plugging contract we have now and ask for it, and then we need to add reserve one clause for the remediation. And if we can't do it or we don't start doing it, then we send it to the nation. But that's only right you need because it's already a federal contract.
I think you use you know, it's a grant or appropriation.
I've sent our branch to you in facilitating that
right.
With the grants department. They're the right ones to write proposals.
Could be, but do we want the nation involved in this $3 million?
She wasn't here when I took $272,000 over the ones we got awarded.
I think what we'll do.
Let me ask this. Okay, so Tolly wrote a grant, and who else wrote a grant?
Galen.
Mm-hmm. Who helped him write that grant?
Candy.
Who?
Candy.
Well, Candy, I thought Tom Frank, Candy did.
Candy helped on the first grant. And Tali and I did the Orphan Well grant, and
so you can do it.
Galen did the digital side, they combined both those. Now, the first grant is Buffalo data, that'll be expended in September. The other one, we're waiting on the assessment to come to us in the funding.
We just want to know who wrote it.
We just want to know who wrote it, yeah, the proposal.
We wrote it on my computer.
We've heard all that.
I've got it on my computer, and I've got all the scope and deliverables on the grant. I've got the deliverables and the scope for the $3 million.
Then I would direct Mr. Lynn to provide that to Mr. Burtman.
Please, sir.
And CC the chair.
Sure.
And then I will be looking to the members of the council as a whole to assist on this, since nobody raised their hands. Oh, Councilwoman Gray says she'll be happy to work with you, Mr. Burtman. So you'll get the information from Mr. Lynn, and you and Councilwoman Gray can communicate via email back and forth and kind of finalize something to bring back to us. We would like to have that on the 10th and pass it and move to get our money as quickly as possible. Councilman Waller.
And you did hear him tell it, it's already there. See, we had a call with the chief's office as a path through, so this council has allowed this funding under direct service drive. Do not write this as a 638 self-governance to the nation. You can literally put it in a paragraph and send it. Direct service is non-competitive. They just gotta have something from us that states that, so they can, and that $3 million wasn't supposed to be split up. That was supposed to be ours, because we haven't even got the inventory, but we've been plugging. We're the only tribe in the world that's been doing this.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm asking, is that that's what he's trying to tell you. You just can't say it in front of Christina. Everyone's playing that, we're gonna set back, but you can literally, you know, we wrote the first grant for the CDBG grants for these buildings in Hominy, and it got to the council and they could split it up. We actually got it and built all these buildings. I'm just telling you, we need to have that capacity right here for us because of what you just said to me.
Yeah.
Andrew will go 100% with me.
Well, we're going to, I think we've resolved that unless anyone has an objection. Councilwoman Gray will work with Attorney Burtman, who will get the information from Mr. Lynn, and they'll prepare that proposal, have it ready for us on the 10th. We need to go after the money that is available currently. We just need to go get it, and I believe the regional director was very clear that he simply wanted us to submit a proposal for it. So that takes care of that. The next item on the agenda was meeting minutes. The minutes have been sent out to everyone, I believe. Is that correct, Ms. Bledsoe?
The first one did, and then the one from Friday's meeting. I just finished proofreading it this morning, so I just put them in your books.
They're in your books. If everyone will take a look at those and see if you have any changes.
Would you entertain a motion?
I would entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt these minutes as written.
Have a motion from Councilman Waller to adopt the minutes as provided. Do you have a second?
I second.
Second from Councilman Red Eagle. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it, the minutes are approved. Next we have the committee reports. I don't know how many committees have met since Friday. Councilman Gray?
I just wanted to give an update of from the last budget report. Right now, that way you... I've got a thing on sticky notes right here that I was
receive, so.
Hold on. What we determined, I did want to find this out. We're still working with Pam on getting all those numbers, and then also from yesterday's meeting, Bill, there was some other fund that we didn't know that we had. Because we want to find out every monies that are, that we receive, that are coming in, that we, whether it be from OST, grants, from mineral estate, everything. And so, but what we did figure out is what our monthly burn rate is. And I think that's important because we do have to factor that in if we are looking at some purchases of vehicles and software, et cetera. But, right, pardon me?
And all personal information service locations.
Oh, yeah, and it really, no, but I'm just gonna ask you, that's true. Yeah, she did mention to me that there's other publications that we need to get information out of. So right now, we're currently at $34,063.68. I think that's important to know, that way, as we go through the budgeting process, we'll have some additional these monies. So that's the...
A monthly?
We burn through our budget $34,063.68. Mind you, this doesn't count.
Monthly?
This does not count our attorney bills because they fluctuate.
Monthly?
This is monthly.
Okay.
Which is a pretty low business rate.
It's just our basic.
Yeah.
That's a little low.
This is our office expenses, correct?
Yes.
That's office only, which covers payroll, fringe, AT&T bill, what's BNC?
The copier.
Oh, the copier, okay. Java Days, US Cellular.
Beer and cake.
And our meetings.
Pardon me?
Beer and cake.
Beer and cake? No, we don't want that. So that doesn't count our attorney cost at all. But this number is going to increase when we start doing the vehicle, the insurance. Our salaries are not included in the burn rate. Unless you want me to get it in there, which we probably, that's a different. I'm just doing our office right now. We didn't have that. Last week, but go ahead.
Your salaries are included in that.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. Yes, they are. Included in that. No, we don't.
Councilwoman.
I asked what Congress might.
Councilwoman Foreman, did you have something additional?
That was it.
Okay. Were there any other committees that met from Friday?
No, but I would like to give an announcement of a meeting that is upcoming, if
yes,
I
ma'am.
Can so do. We sent out a doodle poll, and what it does is it gives you several dates, and it gives you different times, and so the vote came in for the IT and Media Committee. I did reach out to the, or to our staff. We want Mr. Mark Kirk and Mark Cooper to be in attendance, and I think we'll probably have a few other, but I'll get the agenda. But just for you all to know, that meeting will be held on August 2nd at 1 o'clock, and that is where a majority of...
Yeah, that's what she was doing. 2 days later, they're involved.
Yeah.
No.
Let us continue, please.
Just so you know that it's going to be August 2nd, and we will cover, by then we'll have hopefully the software, do the newsletter. We'll be talking about and we'll also be discussing our website, working with the nation. There's a process when you want to get uploaded to our Osage Nation, make any changes. I know that we need a calendar on our web page, that way we'll know when our people can click and see when our meetings are. Also, by then we'll have our new updated pictures. And it depends on what you all would like to have it say, because we could have, like, for instance, the Marco, Margaret Gray. And then my contact information. And then I'm just going to just suggest this, that we put what district we're from, if you want to put, you know, your clan name, whatever you all want to put on there, we'll put this. Nalogany, Oklahoma. I'm east side of the Huska.
Go Tigers.
But anyway, but all that will be up there, and I really thank Amy and Lacey, because I work with both of them, and one of the recommendations they made is that they will assign each, they'll be assigned to each of the committees so we can, they'll make sure that we do the follow-up, and I appreciate the efforts and work that they've already provided in both those committees, and so I'm excited about it.
Great. Let me come over to Councilman Reddigal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When I was on the previous council, the committees were very, very important. And I requested Margo that we get started right away, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be out of town. I think she's going to be in Wisconsin. Is that correct? Next week?
I'll be in Oklahoma City. But you know what? I'm available to meet tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, we can meet.
If you want to just meet and kind of go over, but we can help set the agenda.
Yeah, we need to. We need to talk about this. When I was on the campaign trail, there were very many requests. I can't even count them on my two fingers, my two hands, and they don't know what's going on. And the same thing happened in 2009 when I campaigned, and I went out to California, and they said, "Maya, we don't know what's going on. We don't know. You know, you're not communicating with us." The same thing happened this time. I went to Harmony, Fairfax, Tulsa, different places. Even went to Texas, and they all said the same thing: "We don't know what's going on." So, some of the Harmony people, especially where my mother's from, and they said, "You need to get started, Byron, right away. And we don't want it just once a year. We want it four times a year." So, I think by getting together like that. She's available, you know. If she has other business to do, that's fine. It's her business, you know. But this is what they voted for us as the shareholders. We work for them, right? We work with the shareholders. They're our boss, you know. That's their money too. And we need to get started right away. And when I was on the council in 2010 to 2014, went out four times a year, four times a year, every payment I went out.
Let's see how many times we're our phone down.
And they enjoyed that.
Ever.
Because they got it at the same time. They got it at the same time as the payment. You know. So I requested her. She said okay. And we're going to meet next Monday, 1:00. I told her that they said, Amy.
Well, here's what I know about that. The rules of the council, you know, just protocol, is that the committee chair. We went through, you chose what committees you wanted to be on. The committee chair will set those meetings. Okay. That doesn't mean that you can't have a meeting, but no action could come out of it. I really encourage you to work with your chairs on that. And Councilman Reddigal, I'll tell you, I heard that same thing everywhere I went. And I promise that we're not going to communicate to our shareholders. And I'm one of them who's been a shareholder for a long time, and not one time had I ever received anything from the council, ever. Nothing. And so we are going to do newsletters, but I want us to have that meeting where you plan it out, and Councilwoman Gray was the only one who wanted to chair that, and so she did, and she's called for a meeting, and now if you guys can get together and work cordially to figure out what that agenda is going to be like and some first steps, mm-hmm. Hey, you'd really save a lot of time a week from now or whatever that date is that your meeting's going to be on. What, Margo, tell me again?
It's August 2nd at 1:00. It's going to be in the conference room.
August 2nd, but you'll be available tomorrow.
I can be available if he wants to. I will not be available on Monday at 1:00.
Okay, tomorrow's
fine.
I'm not available tomorrow. I'm moving into a new house tomorrow.
Or if you want to meet right after this meeting, I'll make time for that.
I'll do it. Big speech.
Okay. Why don't the members of that committee stick around, have a little conversation before we leave today?
Okay.
Councilwoman Foreman, did none of your committees were able to meet since Friday, were they?
No.
Okay. And Councilman Waller, your 1906 committee hasn't met.
Nor would we, but on the recommendations, once we actually work on this project, we talk to the executive, then I will actually request your presence and we'll roll something out.
Okay.
But that will be when that time comes and the council will be able to review.
Okay. Councilman Rivard, you indicated that your oil and well plugging had not had an opportunity to meet yet because you're waiting on information. So there would be no report coming from you today either, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and Councilman Red Eagle, I don't believe you chair anything, do you?
Scholarship.
Oh, scholarship. So you haven't had a meeting yet, have you?
Probably next week, more likely.
Okay, just be sure you let the chair know when you guys are meeting. I'll try to join you by phone. I will tell you that next week I do my week-long stint in Nevada, but, you know, I can work it in somehow. I'll jump on the phone. If not, I'll just read the minutes. Let me give just a real quick chair's presentation. I did indicate to this council that it's my intention to just keep you advised of what I'm doing. I've tried to make sure I CC everybody, but just to make sure you know, there was a request actually was sent to the chief's office for the inventory of the share of the head rots that have come back to the nation and an inventory of the real property.
Yes.
He did say that he would forward that on to the superintendent, and it may have even been in that email. I think he CC'd it all back to us. So I wanted you to know that I did take care of that. I also took care of the request with regard to whether or not there exists a conflict for Councilman Rivard to vote on matters of oil production. That question was very limited. I did not want the AG to go off into other areas and find other conflicts, just very limited to that issue. And if so, what could he do to remedy the conflict if she found one existed? So that letter was sent out. I did also execute one letter to the Congress and one letter to the chief's office. As you know, Congress members sat in here in council and told us that the budget came to them. The chief's office told us the budget came to them. I said, hey, we're not in the middle of your battle. We'll just send it to both of you. So that's what we did. We submitted it to both, and you know, whatever they work out, whoever has authority, now they all have it. Other than that, everything else I have communicated to you either in executive session or on the record today. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me, text me, or email me on Harlan Law. Please don't email me on the Nation, because for the third day in a row, I probably don't have time to get that set up yet. So if you'll just email me on my personal, then I get it a lot faster. So that would be the chair's report if there's any questions of me. I have Councilwoman Foreman raise your hand first.
We've talked about this before, and you have pretty much the council decided it was not a good idea. However, as we told you before, we had an opportunity via a producing group, Domestic Energy Production Alliance, who was meeting with the Secretary of the Interior this week, today. And he's just messaged Paul and I and said that he could set up a meeting with the Department of the Interior.
And the BIA.
And the BIA for us. And we're talking, he didn't say who, but I'm guessing at the highest level. He could set it up for us.
While we're there.
Just us, with the Department of the Interior and the BIA. While we're there on the website.
The only thing I would say about that is that I believe Councilman Waller indicated previously that we wanted to be very strategic in any meetings we had, just so that we are not stepping on the toes of the nation, or maybe we get into something and the nation doesn't back us. So I think probably we need to, if you could submit that around what the intentions of that meeting would be via email and let council have some input on that, we could maybe make a quick decision about whether we should go forward with that. I'm sure your guy needs an answer right away.
He's not going to say anything about what we should talk about. He's just saying he has the opportunity to set up the meeting for us. We would set the agenda.
And my question to you is if you could submit something via email to all of us about what it is we would talk about.
Oh, okay.
And then the council could communicate via email and decide if in fact that is something we want to do, but that needs to happen very quickly because I do agree with Councilman Waller on that, that we don't want to run through a door that maybe the nation doesn't back us up on. We're standing out here on an island by ourselves. So if you could just submit that relatively quickly so we can get the conversation going, because he's going to need to know right away. That's actually next Friday. So very quick. Councilman Red Eagle.
Just a couple of, thank you, Madam Chair, just a couple of remembrances here. I served on a committee with the past council, a third Osage Mineral Council, and it's called the Orphan Well Committee, as we've all been talking about. And I think there should be some kind of forwardness to that, and put on someone, maybe put it on the, underneath the well plugging committee or something like that. But we can't forget about it, you know, because this money's coming in, how much we get, we never know, you know. But I think there should be some kind of a byproduct to it where we can, like when I was on the committee, we went out in the field several times with Henry Rennick and a guy named Homer Hope, and they were very experienced in the field with his producers, you know. And I learned a lot by going out in the field with them, field stuff. So things like that are very important, and I don't think it should be forgotten that, you know, that we're the people, that the shareholders know that we're doing something.
Right.
We're going out and doing something. That's what we did. And we went out in some fields. The distance was 5 feet deep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we can cut through those little things through trucks like that. It's unbelievable how it is. And it's really that way, too. I found that out in a real sense, physical sense. And that's what I want to suggest. We don't forget about that. Maybe Henry Rennick will want to come in or invite him in. Maybe he'll want to still do that. I don't know. We'll find out. Another thing, I talked to Lacey about the vault in there. You said it doesn't work. There's no key to it. Or it's unworkable.
It's a combination vault, and they have to break it to get in so it doesn't shut.
Yeah. I'd make a suggestion that we get it fixed, and all the resolutions are in there.
She told her.
Okay.
It's always open, you know, but is it open when we all leave?
Yes,
my office is locked.
Why would you call it a vault if you're not going to close it when you leave? You know?
Well, it's still called a vault. It's a steel box called a vault. Yeah, but I see what you're saying. It's not very secure. Okay, Councilman Waller, you had a motion.
I second.
I got a motion to adjourn by Councilman Waller. I got a second by Councilman Red Eagle. I have an inquiry from the staff. Ms. Bledsoe.
Morgan wanted to make sure that everyone could be here on the 10th to get a group picture.
Everybody will be present for our council meeting, God willing.
Yes.
And if you guys would want to do it before or after.
We're busy. The 10th is the only day we will all be here. I can tell you, I will not be back till the 10th.
Well, I mean, try to get here at 9:30 or try to do it after the meeting.
We'll find a time in the meeting
during
to do
the
it.
Meeting.
Oh, okay, so like an executive or something?
We can take a break and do it. Yeah. Councilman Red Eagle, we have a motion on the floor.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
One of the secretaries need to be at this IT meeting committee, right? Because Amy does it, you know, right?
Yeah,
one of them is actually assigned to the... committee, so you just have your committee staff up here.
Yeah.
And each one is assigned to all the committees. Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Call for the question.
All in favor to adjourn, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. I have taken my materials out.
Okay.
What I probably will want each time, because I can collect mine and then I can check that for them. And I don't know. She's like, I'm worried about whether.
get committed to expense, but if you can give me manila files. Yeah, and if you have two right now, I'll take both of them. Last month.
Okay. Maybe we could try to order some type of
it's open
tool, like the red, it's not red, or something like that.
I just say, I'm probably the only one who would do it.
Just two cheap ones, and then I can pick up with what I'm doing.
Oh, no, we know we're going to get it.